From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. French media report black box recorders found in the wreckage of a Russian passenger jet show that a bomb brought down the plane over Egypt last week, killing all 224 passengers and crew on board. France 2 Television and the French news agency cite sources close to the investigation. The AFP source says, according to investigators, the flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder show everything was normal aboard the Russian Metrojet. But 24 minutes into flight, suddenly there was nothing, with one of the boxes registering a loud sound and a violent sudden end, strongly indicating that a bomb went off. British Prime Minister David Cameron was among the first to halt his country's flights to Egypt, which stranded some British citizens, like this man who encountered long delays in trying to leave Sharm el-Sheikh Resort. Okay, maybe not. Russian President Vladimir Putin has now suspended all of his country's commercial flights to Egypt. The Russian leader acted quickly after the chief of the country's FSB security service recommended the halt. The United States moved Friday to boost security at airports in the Middle East, where passenger and cargo flights take off for the United States, even as investigators continue to probe the Russian crash in the Sinai. Homeland Security Chief Jay Johnson said he's taking the measures out of an abundance of precaution, adding that aviation security requirements were already in place and did not identify the airports where the U.S. intends to boost security. Johnson said there will be additional screening of items aboard aircraft, assessment of security at airports conducted with foreign officials, and offers of U.S. assistance. This is VOA News.